morning and welcome to Spirit in the Morning. I'm Gary Zimek. Are you ready to get started? It's Tuesday and we've got a great show for you. Let's kick it off with prayer. In the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Dear Father in heaven, we give you thanks for bringing us to another day. Father, you didn't have to bring us to this day, but you gave us another day and we ask you to use us today. You have needs for us. You can use our abilities today, our talents, our skills, whatever they are. We give ourselves to you, and we ask you to send us the opportunities and grant us the grace that we may be able to serve you this day. Father, we lift up all of our intentions, whatever we're worried about today, whatever we're struggling with, the doubts we have, we give them all to you. We give them to you, and we ask you to handle our problems for us. Father, we thank you for the many blessings that you give to us every day. Especially, we're grateful for the blessing of your Son, Jesus Christ, who came to earth to live with us, to die on the cross, and to rise from the dead so that the gates of heaven could be open. We thank you for the gift of your Catholic Church. Father, we ask you to protect all of us and our family today. Keep us all safe from any physical or spiritual harm. And I ask you to speak through us at the station today on this program so that your words could be proclaimed. We ask for these things in the most holy and sacred name of Jesus Christ, your Son and our Lord, who lives and reigns with you in the Holy Spirit, one God, forever and ever. Amen. In the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Well, happy Tuesday to you. I'm so glad you could start your day with us. Got a great show for you today. We're going to be joined from Steubenville, Ohio, by Dr. John Bergsman. We're going to continue our series on Bible basics for Catholics. Now, last time we began the story of Abraham. We're going to continue that today so we can really understand Abraham. We all know who he is, but how does his story apply to our lives? We're going to continue to explore that with Dr. Bergsma. Also on the program, Megan Coakley, the Director of New Evangelization for the Archdiocese of Philadelphia, will be here to share with us the events that are going to be happening around the town. Speaking of around the town, a guy who gets around the town, he is here with us today. Yeah, he never knows how I'm going to introduce him. The one, the only.
That is so true.
Diamond Dave Parker.
Well,
how
thank
you doing,
you, Gary.
Brother?
Oh, diamond. All right. A diamond in the
isn't
rough,
it
I'm telling you.
Isn't it entertaining to watch how I'm going to introduce you
yes,
every
day?
Yes, it
is. And, well, thank you. That's a nice intro. How are you, Gare?
Man, I am good. I'm good. How is your, you know, I noticed it was, once again, a very dark trip into the station today. Yeah. I don't know what happened. To the daylight, you know, I guess we've got that little window of opportunity of driving here in the daylight, but it was dark this morning.
Well, we're losing daylight, man. We're going into fall, and then
you like fall?
I love fall.
So many people do.
I love fall, man. Do you like it?
Yeah, I do, but you know, I'm not a cold weather person. I'm really not. But I guess fall reminds me of what's coming.
Folks, he has his parka and his muckluck on.
You know, I have to be honest. I really like the spring.
Oh, I love spring.
But so many people I talk to just love the fall.
I love spring and fall, and I love a nice summer. I think that we had a decent summer this summer, not like last summer.
Yeah, we did.
Had so many heat waves last summer a year ago. And high humidity. We had a wet summer there. But anyways, we're going into fall. That's what happens here. That's how God created our solar system.
Right.
You know?
We are, honestly, Dave, we are so fortunate to live where we do because our climate is very moderate compared. I mean, we look at what's going on in Florida.
Yes.
Half of the state without power still.
Yeah. Can you imagine?
In Florida, in that heat.
We need to continue.
I didn't mention it in the opening prayer, but we need to continue to pray
absolutely
for everybody who was affected by the hurricane.
And Irma and Harvey
That's right.
But you said 49-50% of people are without power. And then I was listening to another on a different show, but the weather, they're going to be in the high mid-90s. And you know how hot it is in Florida in September.
Yeah.
So let's pray for them. They're struggling, folks. They need our prayer and our help.
Yeah, without a doubt. I want to do the weather forecast here. I mentioned that we live in a pretty moderate climate. And today, at the moment, at the Philadelphia International Airport, it is 61 degrees. Today going to be partly sunny with a high near 82.
Yeah.
So I guess fall's not quite here yet.
No, not quite here.
Tonight, slight chance of showers after 3 a.m., then a low of 64. Wednesday, chance of showers with a high near 80. So that's your weather at the moment in the greater Philadelphia area.
Gary, I was going to say,
yes, sir.
At about the time of our radiothon that kicks off, which is next, a week from tomorrow, the 20th, right?
That is correct. Yeah,
that's correct. When the autumnal equinox is, which we the official start of fall.
Oh, okay.
So it's going to be next week. So, yes, we are. So we have two great things coming up. I mean, fall, I mean, it, we can still have what they used to call, well, I'll say Native American summer. Now,
mm-hmm.
I don't know if that's
right.
Politically correct. Okay, but what, anyways, so we've been blessed with a great weather pattern the last 5 days.
You reminded me about the radiothon, and thank you for doing that. That's next Wednesday. It begins next Wednesday.
Yes.
We kick it off with a with our regular Spirit in the Morning show at 7 a.m., followed by the Mass at 8. And then we're going to be back on the air for an extended Spirit in the Morning
from
9 to 11. That'll be Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday. Mm-hmm. All new music. Mm-hmm. We're going to be loading up all new music into the system, music you have never heard before. The guys from Catholic Answers will all be here.
Wow.
The entire team, including Chris Check, the president of Catholic Answers, they're all going to help us out. Anna Mitchell from the Sunrise Morning Show will be on with us. I'm still looking to get some more guests. Stay tuned for that information.
Yeah, every radiothon is good, and then like last year's, and then I'm thinking we can think, well, how can it get any better?
Right.
But it is going to be phenomenal.
Right.
With all the what Gary has done and enlisting these folks, their help. You know, because they're in Catholic radio, too, and they know the deal.
That's exactly right. I didn't have to work too hard to get them, because as soon as the guys from Catholic Answers found out, they said, how can we help?
Yes.
I mean, and they're on the West Coast, so this isn't easy for them to do a live broadcast on the East Coast, but they all jumped on board as soon as they could.
They should be getting our coffee shipment, right?
Yeah, that's right.
I know, anyways.
But, Dave, you know, I do want to mention that before we look at the gospel today, when you hear Radiothon, now, if you're a new listener to Holy Spirit Radio, new listener to Spirit in the Morning, we do things a little differently here.
Mm-hmm.
This is not just a constant pitch for money.
Exactly.
What we're trying to do is give you top-of-the-line entertainment. We're trying to really step it up and give you even more of a quality program than we normally do. And I think we do a pretty darn good job normally.
Mm-hmm.
But we want to give you even more. Our job is to do that for you. Your job is to listen and to, we're going to ask you to support us financially.
Mm-hmm.
But it's not going to be a constant hammering over the head. You need to send us money, money, money. No, we're going to give you a lot of entertainment. And I said, even more music than you normally get, all brand new. So we're going
to
have
all new
songs.
I can't wait to hear that. But let's get back to like what we have already, we, the station, have already sent out a mailing of many, you know, to our faithful listeners on our mailing list, and the response is really good. I understand from the folks in the head office. Okay, so but keep it up, and that does not mean you cannot call in. I mean, I get so enthused during the radiothon. I've taken calls from people who have sent it in. And they are so excited they just decide, well, I have to give more.
Isn't that a great experience,
Dave,
when you're – because you typically answer the phones for these radio
I love that. I love answering the phones.
And people express to you, our listeners express just how much these programs and Holy Spirit Radio means to them.
Yeah, and we also ask them, would they like to say something, you know, a little bit to be read on the air, and we do that. You know, if you want to be acknowledged, we will acknowledge you, first name usually. Or not. Some people want to remain anonymous. But we love our listeners, so thank you. Continue to support.
That's right. And keep that in mind, beginning next Wednesday, the 20th of September, it's Radiothon here at Holy Spirit Radio. Let's take a look at the gospel from today's Mass. Today it comes from Luke chapter 6, verses 12 through 19. Jesus departed to the mountain to pray, and he spent the night in prayer to God. When day came, he chose his disciples to himself, and from them he chose 12, whom he named apostles, Simon, who he named Peter, and his brother Andrew, James, John, Philip, Bartholomew, Matthew, Thomas, James, the son of Alphaeus, Simon, who was called a zealot, and Judas, the son of James, and Judas Iscariot, who became a traitor. And he came down with them and stood on a stretch of level ground. A great crowd of his disciples and a large number of the people from all Judea and Jerusalem and the coastal region of Tyre and Sidon came to hear him and to be healed of their diseases. and even those who were tormented by unclean spirits were cured. Everyone in the crowd sought to touch him, because power came forth from him and healed them all. A lot going on in this gospel, Dave. The first thing that stands out to me is that Jesus departed to the mountain to pray. I think there are times when we can overlook the importance of prayer. But here you go. Jesus is about to make a big decision to choose his inner circle, the apostles. And he prayed. He spent the night in prayer. Now, this came up. I was speaking to Jimmy Akin on a previous program. The question arises, well, who was Jesus praying to since he was God? Was he praying to himself? No, he was praying to his Father. The Father, the Son, the Holy Spirit, they're all God, but they are three distinct persons.
Exactly. So
Jesus was praying. He was having a conversation with his Father, giving us an example of how to pray.
And I remember that question and answer with Jimmy.
Yeah.
Boy, he really nailed it.
Right.
But, yeah, I mean, it's the Trinity, but made up of three distinct persons.
Right, and we forget that sometimes.
Yes.
So if Jesus prayed before an important decision and he went away to a deserted place to pray, that's a great example for us. We need to make that time to pray, and we need to get away from the craziness of the world, even if it's in your car. Dave, if you take a walk, whatever you do, you have your little prayer corner in your house.
Our spiritual mountain, as it were.
We need
go to adoration.
Absolutely. We need to do that, though. We need to make that effort. And then what happened? He chose 12 knuckleheads, right? These were not top-of-the-line scholars. Would you, Dave Parker, you're starting a big corporation. Would you choose these guys?
No.
Do you think
probably not?
Do you think, Dave, Jesus is God? He's divine. Do you think that he was surprised that Judas Iscariot betrayed him?
No,
he knew it was going to happen.
He knew it was going to happen.
There's a lesson for us there.
Absolutely,
they are very imperfect men.
Mm-hmm.
Jesus is founding a church, a church that will last until the end of time. These are the guys.
Mm-hmm.
But what does that tell you and me, Mr. Parker? There's hope for us,
there
right?
There is hope for us, yes.
And he can use us just
precisely
as he used these guys.
Exactly. And yes, when he asks us, and we can answer the call, we have two choices. Not answer the call or answer the call.
Exactly.
We need to answer the call, folks.
There you go. Listen to Mr. Parker. He knows what he's talking about. When we come back, Dr. John Bergsman, we're going to talk about Abraham. Stay tuned.
This is Franciscan Media's Saint of the Day for September 12th. Today we celebrate the Most Holy Name of Mary. As counterpart to the Feast of the Holy Name of Jesus, today's feast also has the possibility of uniting people easily divided on other matters. Devotion to Jesus through Mary has been central to our faith since the earliest days of the Church. But this specific feast spread from its beginnings in Spain in 1513 to include the Kingdom of Naples by 1671. Pope Innocent XI extended the feast to the entire church in 1683 after the King of Poland entrusted himself to the Blessed Virgin in a successful confrontation with Muslim forces loyal to Muhammad IV. When we call upon the Holy Name of Mary, we are speaking to our Mother, confident in her protection and in her desire to comfort us in time of need. Mary always points us to God, reminding us of God's infinite goodness. She helps us to open our hearts to God's ways, wherever those may lead us. Honored as the Queen of Peace, Mary encourages us to cooperate with Jesus in building a peace based on justice, reflecting the fundamental human rights of all people. There's more about the saints, along with inspiration and Catholic resources, at our website, saintoftheday.org. From Franciscan Media, this has been Saint of the Day.
If you ever need home care or companionship service, call Angel Army at 215-805-8433. Angel Army provides compassionate and loving care to those who want independence and the comfort of their home. Angel Army serves Bucks County, Montgomery County, and the Philadelphia area, and can be reached at 215-805-8433.
More inspiring than a cheesesteak. Spirit in the Morning with Gary Zimak.
I come, I confess, bowing here, I find my rest. Without you, I fall apart. You're the one that guides my heart. Lord, I need you. Oh, I need you. Every hour I need you. My one defense, my righteousness. Oh, God, how I need you. Where sin runs deep, your grace is more. The grace is found, is where you are. Where you are, Lord, I am free. Holiness is Christ in me.
Welcome back to Spirit in the Morning. I'm Gary Zimek. That was Matt Maher, Lord, I Need You. Great reminder for all of us, don't you think? We're joined now by Dr. John Bergsma, who is continuing our series on Bible basics for Catholics. Dr. Bergsma is a full professor of theology at the Franciscan University of Steubenville. He's written several books, including Bible Basics for Catholics, A New Picture of Salvation History. Dr. Bergsma, good morning.
Hey, Gary, great to be with you.
Great to be with you too, my friend. You ready to get started with our discussion about Abraham?
Absolutely.
I've been enjoying this. I really have. Let's continue. Last time we talked about Abraham, he's called by God. Abraham, leave your homeland. He said, okay, where are we going? God says, don't worry about it. I'll let you know. And then he runs into a famine, goes down into Egypt, and we talked about this last time. Abraham's trying to control things a little bit, trying to take things into his own hands, puts his wife in jeopardy in the process, right? But then he manages to escape unscathed from Egypt. Now, I have a question for you to continue on, and we're in Genesis chapter 13 right now. Scripture says that Abram was, as he was called at the time, was very rich in cattle, in silver, and in gold. Was that always the case, or did he acquire more possessions when he was down in Egypt?
Yeah, he definitely acquired possessions when he was down in Egypt, Gary. And, you know, the scriptures are pretty transparent about describing the ancient heroes of faith with both their good points and their They're bad points.
Yeah.
And Abraham's a bit of a con man, and he does this con with passing his wife off as his sister, and then that enriches him, you know, and then eventually he moves on, and he's acquired a lot. So,
right.
There is that element of it. That's a, you know, maybe a less than admirable quality of him.
Yeah.
But he's got other good qualities, and eventually God is going to lead him to a higher place.
Right. And I think it's important to, I mean, that's a fact that we can easily miss. And that's why I want to point out some of the blemishes about somebody who really does have a pretty strong faith. But as with the rest of us, it's a process, isn't it?
Yeah, it absolutely is. And you see that all through Genesis.
Right.
Patriarchs have their works, but God works with them
and
brings them to a higher place.
Right, and I think it's really neat that even though he was trying to take matters into his own hands and, you know, pull a fast one, if you will, and try to really not pray and say to the Lord, hey, Lord, help me out here, he goes down to Egypt. But the Lord still blessed him and allowed him to acquire these possessions. So the next thing that happens, once again in chapter 13 of Genesis, is Abram and Lot, they separate. Can you tell us a little bit about what's happening there? Because I think it's fascinating. And I think it also shows that Abram does have some confidence in God because he lets Lot have his way.
That's true. Yeah, both Abraham and Lot were very wealthy. You know, Lot is Abraham's nephew.
Right.
And also would have been his heir at this point because Abram doesn't have a son of his own. So Lot is almost like a son to Abraham here,
mm-hmm.
and so this parting of the two families is kind of painful, at an emotional level. But they just have too many flocks and herds to stay together. They overgraze the land if they're together, so they separate. Abraham says to Lot, "You can have anything you want," and Lot chooses the very best of the whole area for himself, leaving Abram with kind of the more marginal land. And that's kind of disappointing because, you know, Lot wasn't very generous that way. But God comes to Abraham after this all, and he says, basically, Abram, don't worry about it. Walk around in this land. I'm going to give you this whole land eventually. This whole area is going to come to your descendants.
And let's highlight one thing in case anybody's listening and is not familiar with the choice that Lot made. Can you just let us know where he chose to go?
Yeah, he chose to go to Sodom and Gomorrah, those famous cities, right? It's kind of like, I don't know, the New York of the day.
Yeah.
Places of great wealth. It was the best well-watered land.
Mm-hmm.
And you know, Gary, these Sodom and Gomorrah are being excavated basically as we speak. There's digs going on there.
Oh, really?
Led by a couple of American researchers, and they've recovered these cities, including the destruction layer, Gary, where they were destroyed by a blast of fire from the sky. They've
mm-hmm.
confirmed that it was so intense that it melted some of the pottery and formed a glaze on some of the pottery remains in the city. So the famous destruction of Sodom and Gomorrah, which we're going to get later in Genesis,
mm-hmm.
that's actually now been found by archaeology.
Amazing, amazing.
Yeah,
yeah. Thanks for pointing that out. I did not realize that.
Yeah.
So at this point, you alluded to the fact that Abraham gave Lot his choice. He said, "You choose," and obviously, you know, he chose what looked better, which is, I think, something many of us do. But Abraham was willing to trust the Lord at this point and say, all right, you have your pick. I know the Lord will take care of me. And then you mentioned this this comment that the Lord said to Abraham, lift up your eyes and look from the place where you are, for all the land which you see I will give to you and your descendants forever. What exactly is happening here?
Yes, the Lord is confirming to Abraham that promise that he gave him back in Genesis 12:2, that Abraham would become a great nation. And that he would be given this land for his descendants.
Mm-hmm.
That eventually, of course, is the people of Israel.
Right.
One thing we need to keep in mind, though, Gary, is, you know, God isn't choosing Abraham here just for his own sake, just so that his descendants can all, you know, have a home in the suburbs with a two-stall garage, et cetera, and kids and so on. It's not just for them. It's for the sake of the salvation of the world.
Okay.
Abraham and those that come from him are going to be messengers of blessing. That's God's intent, at least. Messengers of blessing for all the peoples of the earth. And of course, we know that ultimately that comes through Christ. Mm-hmm. That's not clearly seen at this point yet. But there, Abraham has the purpose to be a blessing to all people.
And at this point, when the Lord is basically confirming what he said to Abraham when he first called him, that you're going to have all this land, you're going to have many descendants, is that just to build him up a little bit, to build up his confidence and to boost him?
Yeah, in a sense, it's to encourage his faith.
Okay.
But you know, that's going to come, confirmation of Abraham's faith is going to find a stronger expression in a couple of chapters God's going to actually come down and make a covenant with Abraham and actually perform a human ritual to assure Abraham that, yes, the promises of God are certain.
Exactly. So the next thing that happens after this is Lot was taken captive. What exactly was that all about? Or what are the details of that?
Yeah, absolutely. Well, you know, Sodom and Gomorrah, before their destruction, which is recorded in Genesis, were quite seriously, you know, like the Paris and New York of the ancient world. They were extremely wealthy, extremely powerful cities, and they were involved with geopolitical conflict. They competed with trade with cities that were as far away as Mesopotamia, which would be modern-day Iraq and Iran and such. And so what we have in Genesis 14, Gary, is that five kings from Mesopotamia, quite a distance away, they come and they're going to try to wipe out Sodom and Gomorrah because they're economic competitors. And they come and they do that. They defeat Sodom and Gomorrah and these Mesopotamian kings. They take the people of Sodom and Gomorrah captive and are going to take them back into exile into their own country. And at that point, Gary, Abraham calls out his own private army of about 300.
That's amazing. That's amazing.
Yeah. He's got over 300 commandos under his own control. And they do a tactical strike at night, and they defeat these kings and scatter them and send them running back home for their lives, capture the captives, and bring them back to Sodom and Gomorrah, free them, obviously, and let them go back. And it's really quite remarkable.
It really is. Another example of God's providence. If God's on your side, you know, if he wants something to happen, it's going to happen. Now, John, we only have about 45 seconds left. At this point, Abraham encounters Melchizedek. Are you able to shed a little light on that, or is that not enough time?
Oh, it's not quite enough time. Because, but, you know, Melchizedek is king of Jerusalem.
Yeah.
Comes out, offers sacrifice of bread and wine, foreshadows the Eucharist. Abraham honors him with a tithe of everything that he has. So he's a real important figure. We should probably come back to him, Gary.
That's what I thought. That's what I thought. Maybe the next time you're on, we can pick up there. I really appreciate the fact that you're willing to go so slowly with this story, because there were so many subtle details that can help us all.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you so much, Dr. John Bergman. Remind us where we can find you online.
CatholicBibleTeacher.com will get you to me.
All right, you're the man. Thank you so much for joining us once again, brother.
Bye-bye.
God bless you. Dr. John Bergsma from Franciscan University. When we come back, it's going to be time for Megan Coakley. We're talking new evangelization.
I'm Anna Mitchell with this Holy Spirit Radio News Update. Florida residents have begun to dig out in hurricane-scarred Florida, and officials are slowly piecing together the scope of Irma's vicious path of destruction across the peninsula. The fate of the Florida Keys, where Irma rumbled through with Category 4 muscle, remains largely a question mark. Communications and access were cut, and authorities dangled only vague assessments of the ruinous impact. During his in-flight press conference yesterday, Pope Francis was resident to offer a definitive opinion on the plan to phase out the DACA program, which shields the children of illegal immigrants from deportation. On his way back to Rome from Colombia, Pope Francis also answered questions yesterday on peace building in Colombia, Venezuela, climate change, and immigration. Vatican Radio reports that when asked about President Trump's decision to phase out the DACA program, the Holy Father responded that he didn't know enough about it to express an opinion. But he said that the president says he is pro-life and, quote, if he is a good pro-lifer, he understands that the family is the cradle of life and that he must defend the unity of the family. And North Korea will be feeling the pain of new United Nations sanctions targeting some of the biggest remaining foreign revenue streams like textiles, joint ventures, and remittances from its legion of workers abroad. But Pyongyang is almost certainly breathing a sigh of relief that the Security Council eased off the biggest target of all, North Korea's access to the oil it needs to stay alive and to fuel its million-man military. With this Holy Spirit Radio News Update, I'm Anna Mitchell.
Lehigh Valley Pro-Life Future presents Because of Gracia, a movie produced by author, activist, and human rights worker Jason Jones. Because of Gracia was nominated for 3 International Christian Awards for the amazing story of 2 high school couples in the pursuit of truth. The Allentown AMC 16 Theater will help bring the gospel to the mainstream media, opening September 15. Lehigh Valley Pro-Life Future are in need of donations and sponsors to bus children from the local high schools to attend the film. Please contact Mike Israel or Anna Ataya at 484-330-6380. Again, that is 484-330-6380. Take a moment and visit prolifefuture.org. Lehigh Valley Pro-Life Future, young adults creating a culture of life.
Christopher Minutes, thoughts on making every day count. I'm Tony Rossi. On her 10th wedding anniversary, singer-songwriter Brooke White recalled the day she married her husband, Dave Ray. Though their wedding wasn't as big and fancy as the ones she sees in magazines nowadays, Brooke wouldn't change a thing. She said on Facebook, "The truth is that a wedding is just one day, but marriage, that's every day. It's real life without DJs and chocolate fountains and fancy dresses. Nothing can truly prepare you. It's a leap of faith. There are no guarantees. But if 2 people decide to keep choosing each other every day, I believe it can go on forever." 10 years, she concludes, is a good long time with a lot of learning, changing, forgiving, and loving. But it's hardly a particle of dust in the scheme of eternity. It's all so much more. It's sacred. This message was brought to you by the Christophers. Thanks for listening, and remember that it's better to light one candle than to curse the darkness.
You are listening to Spirit. Spirit in the Morning with Gary Zimak.
I was born in Tennessee, late July humidity. Doctor said I was lucky to be alive. I've been trouble since the day that I got here, trouble to the day that I disappear. That'll be the day that I finally get it right. There is hope for me, yeah, because God won't forget all the plans He's made for. He's not finished with me yet. He's not finished with me yet. I never really was that good in school. I talked too much, broke the rules. Teachers thought I was a hopeless fool, alright. I don't know how, but I made it through. It's one of those things that you gotta do. I always had a knack for telling the truth. There is hope for me, yeah, because God won't forget all the plans He's made for me. I have to wait and see. He's not finished with me yet. He's not finished with me yet.
learn to be a man. Follow my heart as far as I can. No telling where I'm ending up tonight. I never slowed down or so it seems. But singing my heart is one of my dreams. All I gotta do is hold on tight. There is hope for me, yeah. Because God won't forget all the plans He's made for me. I have to wait and see. He's not finished with me yet. He's not finished with me yet. Finished with me yet. He's not finished with me yet.
And welcome back to Spirit in the Morning. I'm Gary Zimek. That was Wait and See by Brandon Heath. You are, we are having some difficulties reaching Megan Coakley from the Archdiocese of Philadelphia. She was going to talk about some of the events taking place. She is the director for the Office of the New Evangelization. What exactly is New Evangelization? I'm going to fill for a little bit. We're still trying to reach Megan, but I'm going to give you some of the information that she was going to discuss with us. I think sometimes the question arises, what exactly is the New Evangelization? Well, essentially, it is evangelizing those who are already baptized and have received the sacraments. People like me, who spent many years sitting in the pew and not really having a personal relationship with Jesus Christ. I lived it for so many years. I was miserable. And eventually, I finally paid attention to the Lord. He was calling me for so many years. And I said, hey, this Jesus is real. That's what new evangelization is all about. And I think it's such an important movement in the church, because unless we get to know Jesus Christ on a personal level, unless we get to know Him on a personal level, we are never going to experience the peace that He wants us to have. That's why, unfortunately, people leave the church, because they don't know Jesus on a personal level. He is a person, and He does want us to get to know Him personally. So the new evangelization movement is huge. What is happening with the Archdiocese of Philadelphia? So many events are taking place. And I want to highlight some of them, because they're doing such a good job promoting this and getting people, helping people to know Jesus Christ personally. September 16th, Abbey Fest. Women in the New Evangelization, the National Catholic Women's Conference, is going to be taking place on October the 21st, Saturday, October the 21st, right here in Doylestown, PA, at the Shrine of Our Lady of Częstochowa. And what's really cool is that we're going to be doing a special live version of Spirit in the Morning right from the Women's Conference. So we're going to have more information about that as we go forward. Kelly Walquist is in charge. Women in the New Evangelization, WINE, as they're called. She's going to be there. Kelly is the founder of WINE. Teresa Tamio will be a speaker. Kitty Cleveland, and many others. We're going to get some of them on the show to talk about that as we go forward. And Dave, if we could, I'm going to bring you on. Looks like we're unable to reach Megan Coakley right now.
Yeah,
it happens sometimes, technical issues. New evangelization. I was talking about how it's essentially what it is evangelizing those who have been already baptized and confirmed. And
yeah, exactly.
There are many of us, and I said I did it for many years, going through the motions, and until you find out that Christ is real, and He wants to be a part of your life.
Exactly.
That connection isn't there, and that's what new evangelization is all about.
Exactly, and we call it, and I know Megan would address this as well, but the new evangelization actually started Vatican II, you know, it's been taking such a long time, or not taking, it takes a long time to infuse this into this huge system called the church on earth, you know, from the Vatican down worldwide. But where it is entrenched, and it has been, like through the Archdiocese of Philadelphia and Megan, basically the new evangelization is ongoing. And I know there's a program that she would talk about, and I had her on once. It was called Christ Life. It's going, but that's part of the new evangelization, and there are many other programs. So I know it's ongoing.
Can I ask you a personal question?
Yes.
Go ahead and say yes. I've shared my story many times. I was lukewarm for so many years. I just wanted to go through the motions. Dave, you're a convert.
Yes, I am.
What was your relationship with Jesus like before you came into the Catholic Church, and even mm-hmm. after you came into the Catholic Church? Did you always have a strong personal relationship with Christ?
Well, as a Lutheran, I thought I did.
Okay.
And I tell people, and when I was growing up, I had a good church life, but I wanted more. There was always something
missing.
There was something missing in my life. And as I went to college, and, you know, when I went into my college years, I mean, I wasn't perfect, but I still had this gnawing, you know, in me. I mean, like, there's more. You know, and then if I would do something not really bad, but you know that maybe I would have a pangs of my conscience would say like, wow, why did you say that the way you said it, or why, and I just knew there was more, but I felt I really wanted something. I was thirsting for what I've come to know is Jesus, and I found that through a campus minister, chaplain. Father Zeitler, who just passed away a couple of weeks ago. But, I mean, I owe everything to him that got me back on track, but into the fullness of the faith, which is the Catholic Church.
What's interesting, and as I listen to your story, this is a really common story, oftentimes we think that we're the ones who are seeking the Lord and we're going to go find him, but in reality, he's after us all the time.
Exactly.
And that conscience, those thoughts that you get, oh, maybe I shouldn't have done this, or maybe there's something missing, that's really the Holy Spirit
absolutely,
nudging
brother.
You and saying, hey, Parker, where are you, Parker?
Yeah, really. Yeah, yeah. Hello, I'm here. You know, and it's like, why did you do that? But it brings us, not just me, I want to get it off of me, but when that happens to us, folks, you know, respond to it, because that's the prompting of that still small voice, the Holy Spirit.
That's right. And he doesn't always hit you over the head with the sledgehammer.
Oh, no.
It is sometimes a whisper. Sometimes it's the smallest of feelings.
Yeah.
Sometimes it's just that thought, there should be something more. There's something missing in my life. I want happiness. This is the Lord. He's after us, and he's mm-hmm. continuing to be after us. And this is an important part of what we do mm-hmm. here at Spirit in the Morning. We play the music. We read the gospel. We have these guests on. Mm-hmm. This show is designed to introduce you to Jesus Christ, if you mm-hmm. don't know him, and if you do know him, to draw you closer to him.
And exactly. And I want to say, it didn't end. I mean, you know,
it never ends, right?
It never ends, but sometimes we make a decision based on what we think is a good, you know, logical reason as we go through life making decisions. But if it's without the Spirit, and I've been there, I've made some bad decisions. And,
me too.
You know, praise God, you know, I've corrected only with the help of God. And well, my point is, it never stops. I mean, we need to go deeper. If it stops in you, I mean, I would pray like, why, Lord, why am I not feeling you, or why
yes.
am I not, you know? Because
and,
I don't.
And that
I never
happens
want
sometimes,
it. I
right?
never
I
want mean, it to stop.
But sometimes, Dave, you don't feel the Lord's presence.
Yeah, yeah.
That doesn't mean he's not there, though.
Exactly. But again, so we point is, we're on a journey, and this life will end, and we go into eternity. And how do we want to go into eternity and live with God forever? You know, it's up to us, our decision-making.
That's right. And we talked with Dr. Bergsma a few minutes ago about Abraham. And mm-hmm. Abraham mm-hmm. had highs and lows. We see
Absolutely.
That he slipped up sometimes, but his faith kept him going forward. And I
exactly.
think really that's the lesson for us all. Some days you're not going to feel like it. Some days you'll feel like you're just going through the motions. Well, you know what? Keep going.
Mm-hmm.
Keep going.
Yeah.
Keep seeking the Lord. And tell him that. Say, Lord, I don't feel anything today. Can you help me? Can you help me keep going?
Mm-hmm.
And I think that's really important. And that's
I need your help, Lord.
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah. You know, it's funny. I was thinking on the drive up. I've got a pretty long drive, and I do my prayers. I talk to the Lord on the way up. And I was thinking, we have been on the air with Spirit in the Morning just about a year. October the 10th will be a year. I have grown closer to him because of this show.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I'm the guy lining up the guests. I think I'm the guy in the captain's seat here. But yet, through the guest, through talking to Dave Parker, through everybody at Holy Spirit Radio, I'm growing. I'm growing closer to the Lord. And that's what this is all about. It's a journey, not just for you. We're not just leading you on a journey. Yeah. We're on the journey ourselves.
Exactly,
right, Dave?
Exactly. And what a blessing. And I think I've been thinking more about this. I mean, how good is this? I mean, he chose us, weak vessels, to do this, you know?
Yeah.
So I have a decent voice, I was told. It took me years to engage it, and then it was just through his prompting. And so I'm here for that.
And
Gary,
are
you are so talented. But the point is, but yet, the Lord doesn't use all the strongest people.
That's
uses necessarily.
That's right.
He uses everybody, but the weak ones, he really uses.
That's right. And we are here to be used by the Lord. So, Lord, use Mr. Parker and myself. By the way, if you want to check out more about the work that the Archdiocese of Philadelphia is doing for the new evangelization, their website is phillyevange.org. PhillyEvange.org. Check it out. We'll be right back with the Be Not Afraid Bible verse. Stay tuned.
Love is what we come here for. This is why we're staying. Love is what we come here for. The time it won't be fake.
Support for Holy Spirit Radio is provided in part by Summers and Zims. Summers and Zims provides quality service in plumbing, heating, and air conditioning and refrigeration. They are proud to serve Westchester, Exton, Downingtown, Coatesville, and Kennett Square. They also serve southern and eastern Lancaster County. Summers and Zim's telephone number is 610-593-5129, and their website is sumzim.com.
The Catholic Answers Minute. I'm Father Vincent Serpa. In Luke 6:12, Jesus went to a mountain to pray, spending the night in communion with his Father. At daybreak, he selected 12 disciples to be his apostles. Mentioning Simon Peter first, the gospel is clear that his choices were specific and deliberate. Coming down the mountain with them, he exposed them to a large crowd of people who were in need. He deliberately went from a night of prayer to hand-picking apostles to immersing them in the crowds who needed them. Note that he preceded all important events with prayer and fasting. This is how the church came about, and it's how it continues. How many times did we see Pope John Paul praying everywhere, on planes, in chapels, or standing and leaning his head against the crucifix on his staff? Prayer is simply a matter of speaking from the heart and listening as well. Often there are no words. It's just a matter of letting the soul breathe. I'm Father Vincent Serpa for Catholic Answers, Catholic.com.
More enjoyable than Scrapple. Spirit in the Morning with Gary Simak.
We pray for blessings. We pray for peace, comfort for family, protection while we sleep. We pray for healing, for prosperity. We pray for your mighty hand to ease our suffering. Spoken need, yet love is way too much to give us lesser things. 'Cause what if your blessings come through raindrops? What if your healing comes through tears? What if a thousand sleepless nights are what it takes to know you're near? Trials of this life are your mercies in disguise. We pray for wisdom, your voice to hear. We cry in anger when we cannot feel you near. We doubt your goodness. We doubt your love. As if every promise from your word is not enough.
And that was Blessings by Laura Story. Sometimes our greatest blessings come in the form of unpleasant events and suffering, right? We have to seek the Lord in the midst of these things. It's not easy, but I guarantee you, He loves you and He's there. So if you're suffering, if you're undergoing something today, the Lord is right there. You just got to look for Him. And you know what? If you have trouble seeing Him, ask Him, Lord, reveal yourself to me in the midst of this. I'm Gary Zimek. You are listening to Spirit in the Morning. Let's take a look at the Be Not Afraid Bible verse of the day. Today it comes from Psalm 32, verse 8. I will instruct you and show you the way you should walk, give you counsel with my eye upon you. A couple of things to think about in that verse. The Lord always has His eye upon us. So wherever we go, similar to what Dave and I were talking about before the break, He's always watching out for us. He's always got His hand extended. He's reaching out for us. So if you have that feeling that, well, maybe there's something missing in my life, maybe there's something I'm doing that's not quite right, that's the Lord. That's the Holy Spirit reaching out to you. So make sure you reach back in return, because He's always there. He has His eye on you. So wherever you go today, I always say this at the end of the show, it's so true, wherever you go today, you are not alone, because the Lord is watching you. And the other important thing from this verse is He will instruct you and show you the way you should walk. We are so blessed to have a church who helps us to know how to walk. Catholic Church, the Lord speaks through His church. So make sure you listen to Him today. You're going to have a lot more peace in your life if you do that. If you're trying to make a decision, make sure you bring it to Him and say, hey, Lord, what do you want me to do? Whatever He wants you to do, if you do that, you're going to have so much more peace than if you go off on your own. So that's your Be Not Afraid Bible verse for the day. Before we go off the air, Dave Parker, you went to a special event last night.
I sure did, Gare.
Talk about it a little, if you could.
Thank you, Gare. I went to the Remembrance and Light Ceremony on the 16th anniversary of 9/11.
Mm.
It was at the 9/11 Memorial, Garden of Reflection, and their motto this year is keeping the legacy alive. And my wife and I, Barbara, have attended in the past, not every year, but for next year. If anyone's been on the fence about should I go to this, if you know about it, it is a beautiful memorial. Because Bucks County, as I remember, Bucks County is the only... is the only county in Pennsylvania that had the highest number of deaths in Twin Towers.
I don't think that's a very well-known fact.
It is not. It is not. They read each name. And
did they really?
Oh, yeah. And it was very poignant, very prayerful, very solemn, but yet very hopeful, and the message of hope. And a big thing by one of the speakers, the pastor, was forgiveness.
Dave, that's so hard, isn't it?
It is forgiveness, yes.
It's hard. It's not easy.
No, it isn't.
And we want to remember. We want to remember what happened, but we also want to forgive.
Mm-hmm.
And that's very, very challenging.
Yeah, it is very. And that's part of our journey, our struggle in life as Christians, to when something as bad and horrific as 9/11 was, finding the forgiveness in our heart, which we're called to do. That is tough.
Dave, tomorrow on the show...
But not impossible.
We're going to be joined by Jenny Hubbard. Her daughter was killed at Sandy Hook Elementary School.
Wow. Mm-hmm.
One of the fatalities.
Mm.
She is now speaking about forgiveness. She's giving a retreat at the Malvern Retreat House. She'll be on the show. What an amazing lady. She's
exactly.
able to forgive.
Yes.
I mean, it's so incredible.
The theme of forgiveness. Matthew Kelly, whom we love on this show. I mean, there's a good and just forgiveness through a lot of writings in the church, but the Catholic Church, a lot of programs dealing with forgiveness now.
The Lord said that we have to love even our enemies. That is not an easy. We can't do that without His help.
Exactly.
There's no way that we can do that without His help. So this is so important. The Lord's very clear about this. If we expect forgiveness, if we expect mercy, we need to be able to forgive and
Absolutely.
Show mercy to others.
Absolutely, yes.
But it's a challenge.
And
it's,
if we don't, and we blame people, then aren't we hypocrites?
Right.
Dave,
would you agree that if we don't forgive, we're the ones who ultimately suffer?
Oh, absolutely. That, they went on. There was a good piece. If we don't forgive, we're only poisoning ourselves.
Right.
Program director is Valerie Mihalik. I want to put that out there. And beautiful production, beautiful ceremony. Thank you.
Thanks for sharing that, Dave. And also tomorrow on the show, Matt Pinto will be here. He is the founder of Ascension Press. Boy, they're doing so many great things. Mm-hmm. Matt's a local guy. Ascension Press, they're based in Westchester, right around the corner. We're going to start to be doing more work with them. So Matt's going to come on and kick things off. Thursday on the program, Chris Bell will be here later in the week. Fellow Erie native, Mr. Parker's old neighbor, Justin Fatica.
Justin Fatica.
Not really your neighbor, but...
yeah.
Justin is on fire for Jesus Christ, so he's going to be on the program. I've been wanting to get him on for a long time.
Is.
That's right.
Yep.
Father Larry Richards' nemesis at one time. The two of them could not stand each other, but now they are working side by side.
Well, Father Larry is so gentle.
Yeah, exactly. So they're working side by side in the vineyard right now. Thanks so much for tuning in. Remember, wherever you go today, whatever you do, the Lord's with you. Make sure you turn around and say hi. We'll talk to you next time. God bless.
This show is produced with love by Holy Spirit Radio, inspired by the Holy Spirit, communicating